Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Here's some info about using technology to improve patient care, in specific, smartphones. Two new smartphone apps may help people detect epileptic seizures and get better stroke treatment. This is from two studies that will be presented at the American Academy of Neurology's annual meeting. In one study, researchers from the UK looked at an app designed to help people who are not doctors tell if someone's having a seizure. In the other study, researchers from the University of Pennsylvania looked at a stroke app that makes it easier and more efficient for doctors to manage patients who have acute strokes. Now, these two apps are part of a growing number of smartphone applications designed to improve patient care. And now here's some news from Mayo Clinic. Newly diagnosed patients with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma who do not experience any cancer-related outcome events for 2 years after diagnosis have essentially the same life expectancy as they did before diagnosis. Here's researcher Matthew Maurer.
Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma is a cancer of the immune system, specifically your B lymphocytes or white blood cells. Patients who achieve this event-free status at 2 years have a prognosis that is similar to what it was prior to their diagnosis. And so what we found was is that there was, even though there was a significant survival gap, we saw that gap diminish the longer the patients were in remission.
Results of the study are in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. And now moving on to news about a connection between the thyroid gland and depression. Research shows an active thyroid may raise the risk of depression in older people. Now, the thyroid helps regulate your body's metabolism, and it can also influence mental health. Past research shows this link with both over- and underactive glands. Well, the new study is the first to show a connection with thyroid activity that's in the normal range. In particular, in the high end of the normal range. Well, the researchers say this info could help with diagnosing and treating depression, as well as treatments for thyroid issues, and it was published in the Journal of Endocrinology and Metabolism. And now here's some more about the thyroid. A study shows the rise in number of cases of thyroid cancer seems to be the result of what some are calling an epidemic of diagnosis and not disease. Now, since 1975, the incidence of thyroid cancer has nearly tripled, but the death rate hasn't really changed much, mostly because of more diagnoses of a specific form of the disease called papillary thyroid cancer. And they say it's important for doctors to explain that many of these small cancers will never grow and cause harm, but it's not possible to know which cancers are in that category. Now, this study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And that's a look at health and medical news. I'm Vivian Williams.